Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is border artist, musician and songwriter, numerologist, and former educator, Corina Gabaldon, from New Mexico. Although she was born in El Paso, Texas, grew up in California, she'll tell us all about all the adventures and the things that she's done in nearly 40 years. She's been involved in music, art, and culture, and metaphysical teachings, photography, and ancient spiritual traditions. She currently has a solo exhibit at the Brannigan Cultural Center entitled La Sabiduría Ancestral, Ancestral Wisdom, on display through the end of May at the Brannigan Cultural Center's Richardson Gallery, 501 North Water Street. That's at the downtown mall between Las Cruces Museum of Art and MVS Studios. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 4:30. Thank you for joining us.
Hola, thank you, Emily, for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, it's quite an exhibit that you have. Let's talk a little bit about it, and then tell me about your background, your passion about this art.
Well, Emily, I first began painting many of these types of paintings that are in exhibit today, probably in my early 20s, when I was around 21, 22, and I became very interested in the art, the ancient Mexican art, and I had traveled to Mexico for the first time, past the border in 1975, and I was really drawn to the archaeological sites, to the ancient pictures, to the culture and the history and the architecture of this great Mexican, Mesoamerican culture.
You have a lot of history in this area. But you were born in El Paso, but then your family went to California. Why don't we go there and tell us about that?
Yes, I was born in El Paso, Texas, and my family actually lived in Juarez. And by the time I was about 4 years old, my family moved to Los Angeles. And so I grew up in Boyle Heights, California, the barrio there. I went to school beginning from kindergarten. My first language was Spanish. And so I started school as a Spanish-speaking student. And my mother used to teach us Spanish when we came home, but all my English was in school. And I graduated there from Garfield High School in East Los Angeles, went on to California State University, Los Angeles, got into the Chicano Studies program. And I was also a participant in, for 3 years during my college time, or my university studies, in the bilingual teacher training program that then gave me the opportunity to travel to Mexico and other parts of Mexico that I had never seen before.
So that was your first experience into the Mexican art?
Yes, even though the Mexican art and the Catholic religion was part of, I spent many summers in Juarez. All the time I was growing up, even though we lived in Los Angeles, we spent a lot of time with my grandmother, my abuelita, and my tía, and my primos in Juarez. Even though both my mother and father are Mexican, from Chihuahua, my grandmother was from, or my mother's mother, that is, was from Spain. And so she had come over from Santander as a young girl. And then in my father's side of the family, my great-great-grandfather was from Nuevo Mexico, from the Belén area, where there are many, many Gabaldones. So the culture was all around me. My mother played mariachi music, introduced us to the Mexican Philharmonic. She loved classical music. Los Indios Tabajares were a big part of our, you know, something we listened to all the time. And, you know, my father, he loved Son Jarocho music and was always, you know, dancing. And so my parents taught us about the culture and taught us to love being Mexican and instilled in us that, you know, learning Spanish was important. And so we had all that, but I had never traveled deeper into Mexico and seen other parts of the culture that was a part of me. And in school, we weren't really introduced to any of those things. And it wasn't until I was in college in Chicano Studies that I started to learn a lot more as far as academically about the culture. Even though my mother introduced us to much literature, the history and the architecture was something that was very interesting to me at the time. And of course, it was during the Chicano movement. And so it was an exciting time for me, the early 70s. And I just embraced all of those studies. And it's still with me today. I still love learning about my Mesoamerican heritage.
What grades did you teach?
I first began teaching first grade in Los Angeles, the largest elementary school in California. And I taught there for 3 years. I was a bilingual teacher, had already studied to become a bilingual teacher. And so I taught in a self-contained bilingual classroom with first graders. And after about 3 years, we moved here to Las Cruces, and we came to Nuevo Mexico, and I taught kindergarten, and then the upper grades, fifth grade, sixth grade, fourth, third, all these different grades, and even middle school. And I've taught all the way through the university level.
All during this time, you were involved in your art?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I started to paint early on when I was in college. And I loved painting when I first discovered the Códice Nutal.
What is that?
The Códice Nutal is one of the Mexican manuscripts, pre-conquest or pre-Columbian, Mesoamerican book of the Mixteca Indians, Mixteca Zapoteca Indians. And this book that was probably written sometime before the Europeans came, and it was somewhere between Oaxaca and the Yucatan Peninsula. And when I first was introduced to that and I saw that book, I was really drawn by some of the images in there. And so I began to paint some of those images. Most of my art I gave away as gifts. And I think my very first one I ever sold was to one of the coordinators working at California State University. It was one of Quetzalcoatl, I remember. And so later, I just incorporated a lot of the art. I never majored in art in school. A lot of my work, everything really pretty much has been self-taught, except that I had an opportunity to work a lot with artists that came into my classrooms, and I learned from them, and I learned a lot of different techniques, and I learned how to teach it to children. And so I incorporated a lot of that into my classroom, besides my music with my guitar with my students.
Well, you've also written songs.
Yes, and I began writing songs early in the early 70s, around about the time that I started teaching. And I first began composing songs for my students in the classroom. And then my ex-husband and I, during that time, we started writing songs together. And it wasn't until we moved to New Mexico that we began playing our songs in public. We began at coffee houses and at festivals. And then shortly after that, around 1989, after I got divorced, then I went solo and I began doing a lot of other collaborations with other artists.
What was the theme of your songs?
Well, many of the songs were songs about, with the children, it were things that we just made up in class, things that were about them, about the things we were doing, about sometimes we would incorporate many ideas about creativity and how to be ourselves and how it's okay to do the things that we love to do and, you know, that kind of stuff with kids. And things that were happening to us during the day, like if it was a windy day, we talked about how, you know, Quetzalcoatl brought the wind and about how the how the wind gave us this breath and how we can become alive and how sometimes it makes us dance more and makes us more lively. So little songs like that, none of the songs I ever published. We just would make up these songs all the time in class. With my ex-husband, many of the songs were songs that were about New Mexico, about our lives, about our friends, about things that were going on for us. Sometimes it was about marching against the war, things like that.
Well, let's get to finding out your newest artistic expression, which is your solo exhibit, and the collection of, you have 15 acrylics, oils, and India ink paintings on canvas. And now the title of the exhibit, La Sabiduría Ancestral, Ancestral Wisdom. What does that mean to you?
Well, ancestral wisdom is the wisdom that comes from the ancestors that have passed down their wisdom, the wisdom that they carried through their paintings and their books. And these codices that I first discovered with the Nutal Codice, didn't quite understand at the time. I knew that they were sacred books, and I knew that they were filled with knowledge. And these books that I was always drawn to, I wanted to, when I began painting about the wisdom of our ancestors, I began painting and utilizing some of the images that I knew about in my culture and in the things that were going on in my life.
Now, in your culture mm-hmm. and in your heritage as well, I read in your biography that you have Tigua Indian as well?
Well, we're not really sure, but I have my brother who does a lot of the genealogy in our family. I know that my family that I had a great-great-grandfather from Nuevo Mexico, from Belen, but our family history can go back to about the 1700s, and there is a period of time where a lot of the records were destroyed. But there's also a period where we believe that one of my great-great-great-grandmothers was a Tewa Indian, somewhere near the Albuquerque area. But because the records didn't indicate names of Tewa Indians or any Indians during those times when they were keeping records, there was no way for us to know that. We just know that there was this unknown woman that we don't have records of.
What influence did you get from them? Did you feel some spiritual influence at all?
I feel like Nuevo Mexico, New Mexico, is like somehow I found my soul here. And when I came here, it's been a place where it's comforted me that I feel that I can't feel my ancestors here. And so it's very special to me. And even though my son, he lives in Albuquerque right now, my daughter has moved back to Los Angeles, the City of Angels, right? The La Virgen de Guadalupe. I still remain here in Las Cruces because I just feel like Las Cruces is my home. And I just feel like this is where my soul called to me.
Let's talk about some of your artwork mm-hmm. that we can expect to see at the exhibit, La Sabiduría Ancestral, Ancestral Wisdom, again at the Brannigan Cultural Center here in Las Cruces. Tell us about some of the artwork.
Well, you know, my very first piece called Ancient Wisdom was actually a piece that sort of began my full-time work into the art field. And it was sort of like the birth for me. And it symbolizes birth, and it's about Mother Turtle and about how Mother Turtle gives birth to everything in the universe. So it's like the shape of an egg. And so everything was contained in it, and all of a sudden there were so many possibilities that came out of it for me. And so that's been in my personal collection because it's very meaningful to me.
The turtle.
The turtle, yes, that particular painting of ancient wisdom. And then from there I went on with, there's a painting of Coscacuatli, and Coscacuatli, he was, it represents a day sign, and it represented part of what I wanted people to know about, and that is the sacred calendar, or the divination calendar. And it's one of the day signs that talks about forgiveness. And all of the paintings are very personal to me, because when I'm painting them, there's usually something in my life that's going on at that time. And I was going through a very deep time where I was focusing on forgiveness. And it opened up many things for me. So Coscacuatli gave me that opportunity to reflect on not only my ancestors and those that come before us and our elders and how to appreciate what we do have, but it also is a day sign that teaches us about forgiving. And I started by forgiving those that I felt hurt me in my life, and I began to forgive myself for the things that I had done that ever harmed anybody. So that was a big opening for me and a big beginning for me. I had begun, actually, this Coscacuatli painting as an oil-based painting. It was probably sitting in my closet for about 15 years or so. And then I pulled it out and I said, you know, I got to finish this painting. And I know what it's about. And that was when I was working on that area of forgiveness. And the goddess of love and beauty, Xochiquetzal, this painting is owned by J. Paul Taylor. It's sort of like the essence of Xochiquetzal is so J. Paul Taylor. He was attracted to this painting when he came out to one of the shows where I was showing it, and he was attracted to the colors. And there's a Nahual story that talks about Xochiquetzal and how Xochiquetzal is always surrounded by butterflies, and she influences others to think positively and find beauty in things, and that is so J. Paul Taylor. So I just knew that that belonged to him. And then part of some of the other paintings are the story of La Tortuga, La Concha de la Tortuga. And so I actually have about three different series within this exhibit. And La Concha de la Tortuga was a collaboration with other artists. and Ancient Wisdom was one of the ones that came from that story. And what started off in that story was the picture that I call Chinampas. And Chinampas are floating gardens near Mexico City in Mexico, which still exist today. And Chinampas is about making that leap when the turtle came out of the water for the first time. And the flowers and the Chinampas, the things that grew, the reeds, the sugar cane, the corn, all the things that the Aztecs were growing in these beautiful gardens that when the Europeans came, they were just totally amazed at these beautiful gardens.
So you have a total then of 15 pieces of art that are on exhibit at the Brannigan Cultural Center?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you've talked about two or three of them. And where can we find the rest?
Well, you can find these images also on my website. That's www.soulinsights.net. And they're available also in print. And most of them are original paintings.
And does it talk about these each piece of art?
Yes, and then you can also find information about those images. And I believe that some of the new ones, I haven't put in all the information, but it will be there soon.
How do children receive these paintings? What do they see?
You know, children loved the images and loved learning about things that that they were part of them. And they don't actually see that all the time, at least not in their books and in their classes. And the children were making murals with cornfields, with Aztec pyramids on the back, proud of what they were doing and proud of their heritage. So we had so much fun in the classroom, and I think that it gave them some pride in themselves.
And what about viewing these current exhibit? What comments have you had from children?
I've had a lot of positive comments, and I haven't really talked to any of the children. They tell me when I was by the Brannigan Cultural Center, they told me that they probably by the end of this month will have about 1,000 students from different schools at that exhibit. They've already had several groups come through, and it's been very positive, and they're very excited about it.
Well, we didn't touch about your numerology. How did you get involved with numerology?
Well, I've always been interested in metaphysics, and numerology came about when I attended a workshop with Ruth Dreher, who became my mentor. And it just so happened that I walked into her workshop one day back in, oh, I can't even remember how long ago that was. It's been quite a long time. And then I took a couple of workshops with her, and then I continued to practice it on my own. And, of course, I used to do this for all my friends and family for a long time. And then I began working with Ruth, where she began mentoring me when I met her years later. And I told her that I always wanted to work with her, and she said, you know, I'd really like to have somebody to pass this on to. So we began working together, and that's how I began that.
So we can find that information also on your website?
It's also on my website, yes. That's www.soulinsights.net.
And what is the major thing that you would like the visitor to gather from your exhibit?
I think I would like people to see the beauty and the splendor of the Mesoamerican culture, and just to see the beauty that art can create in our hearts and in our lives.
Well, thank you very much for joining me here on Puentes. Border artist, musician and songwriter, numerologist, and former educator, Corina Gabaldon. And we'll look forward to visiting your exhibit currently on display through the end of May. It's at the Brannigan Cultural Center, and that's at the Richardson Gallery in the Brannigan Cultural Center. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4:30, 501 North Water Street.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.